If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios. This is Talk of Champions, powered as always by our friends at Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Billy Embody is in Paris this week, so I've got my man Michael Katz stepping in on this Monday edition of Talk of Champions because it's a busy week, not just for Ole Miss in recruiting transfer portal, both in football and basketball, but the NFL draft is finally upon us. Michael Katz, my friend, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. What do you got going right now? You're dressed up in a nice suit and tie. Your suit and tie, man. What is this for me?
I was gonna say I can't just dress up nice for you.
I appreciate it. I'm flattered. Yeah. I'm flattered that you would think of me. No, really, Michael already told me. I just wanted to mess with him. He teaches on Mondays, but he stays dressed the part for Talk of Champions. Right now, this week in Ole Miss sports, what are you most paying attention to as we dive into some other things on this Talk of Champions? What is Michael Katz's ear? Where is it to the ground?
I am so NFL draft right now. Yeah. I am all in. I'm so ready. I love the NFL draft as it is. It's always one of my favorite things. And there's a lot of Ole Miss storylines this year. It's really it will most likely be. What's one of the most important drafts in probably in Ole Miss history, just in terms of the sheer numbers and all that kind of thing. I think it's going to be it should be really fun to watch.
It should be. Ole Miss has the potential this weekend because the draft starts on Thursday and runs through Saturday, the 24th of April through the 26th, has the potential to be potentially historic for Ole Miss football. In 1 year, the most picks Ole Miss has had, if I'm looking through my notes correctly, the most in a single year was 9, which came twice before drafts were limited to 7 rounds. And Ole Miss, theoretically, probably not, but theoretically, could have as many as 11 double-digit draftees this weekend. It is a big, potentially historic time for Ole Miss in the draft. Who do you think is the most likeliest bet now that we're getting close? Because Jackson Dart's been a riser. Walter Nolan's been probably the safest bet throughout the process. Princely's more in line for the back end of the first or early second, mid second. Jared Ivey, same thing. Trey Amos has gotten some late stock rising. Who do you think is the safest bet as far as a first round Rebel? And do you think that they'll match or break their first round record set in 2016 with Laquan, Robert Kimdichie, and Laremy Tunsil?
I have talked myself into Jackson being the highest pick. Mm. I think he's going to be the first Ole Miss player gone. I really think there's a good chance he goes in the top 10. There's so much good talk around him right now. I think Walter, like you said, it's always sort of been like the safest, but mm-hmm. mock drafts are kind of all over the place with him. They can be, he can be top 10. He can be the 30th pick. Like, the opinions on him vary for reasons I don't understand, because if you've watched him play, he's a game wrecker and he is a perfect modern NFL tackle. I will never understand that one. I think Trey Amos has a real good shot too. I would say those three are probably the for sure, but I feel pretty good about those three.
Yeah, I think Trey Amos, second to Jackson Dart, has had the best of all Ole Miss Rebels pre-draft process as far as the tape, blending with the testing, both at the Combine and Pro Day. Every account, I was there at Ole Miss Pro Day in March, and I watched his workout. I didn't know what really I was watching compared to other NFL scouts. It looked like the same thing I'd been watching at every practice. Yep. But all accounts from talking to people around there and then seeing the coverage come out of it is Trey Amos had a great showing at Ole Miss Pro Day, following up the combine performance, and also last year putting on tape. Yeah, I think Trey Amos is pretty safely in no later than the back end of the first. The Walter is probably still the safest bet just because he's been in those projections quite literally since January, but you're starting to see him trend in a way where, for example, the Philadelphia Eagles brought him in for a top 30 visit. We never would have thought that the Super Bowl champion, and I hate to say it, it makes me sick in my stomach to still say it because I'm a Cowboys fan, but the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, there would have been no way a couple of months ago either of us, I think, would have predicted that Walter might be available to them at 32. Maybe he is, but this draft seems like it has a wide range of outcomes for a number of reasons, not the least of which you can get pretty much similar value in the second that you can get midway through the first. I mean, it's not particularly top-heavy. It's just a very blended draft. So, Walter, no one only needs one team, and I still would be surprised if he lasted at 32, just like I was watching or reading something today, and one of the esteemed, you know, analysts, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah, Adam Schefter, whoever it might be, mentioned that, yeah, I don't think Walter Nolan's lasting that long. But I don't get it either. I don't understand that. Did they watch the tape, Cats? Right. I mean, this guy went from 69 grade, nice, in Texas A&M is his first year, to a sophomore year in the 70s, to third nationally in the 80s, high 80s for Ole Miss performing. I don't get this. And you kind of touched on it too, but like, what do you make of that?
I don't know. I'm definitely a big, like, let the tape speak for itself type, but it's not like he tested badly or anything either. Like, I know he didn't do some of the runs, which turns people off because, like, you know, scouts are like, oh, well, what's he hiding? Like, that's, if you watch Walter Nolan, you know, he's not hiding anything. He's plenty fast. But like, you know, when he was doing some of the drills at the combine, at Pro Day, he's an athlete. I don't get it. But, you know, I've always said the Philadelphia Eagles needed more defensive linemen. You know, that wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, because Georgia hasn't given them everybody from that defense for the last 3 years. And the fact that the NFL continues to allow the best players in drafts to fall to the Eagles, it's just insane. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Jackson Dart in the top 10 does seem to be a trending thing. I think toward the end of the week, there was some reporting coming out. He told us at Pro Day that he was going to be attending the draft. Now he is not going to be attending the draft. And, of course, the reaction from that is immediately, well, is he falling? Is he getting something that's telling him don't be there because you might be in for a longer wait? I don't think that's necessarily the case. Now, Jackson is probably not going to talk about it publicly, why he decided. Maybe he will. He's not going to talk to us at this point about that specifically. But what do you make of that? Because we're hearing a lot of Saints noise, and they hold the number 9 overall pick. They met with him one-on-one. Did Kellen Moore, the first-year head coach for the Saints and the organization, at Ole Miss Pro Day? That has been a consistent team. I read today Brian Daboll has a first-round grade on him. The Steelers have a first-round grade on him. At worst, you're talking about 21 to the Steelers, right, as potentially his floor. Yep. So I don't think we read anything at all into him not going, outside of he just made a decision for himself and how he wants to spend his time. Because, again, everything I can tell from both talking to people officially and unofficially is that, yeah, he's ticketed for the first round. A lot of it has to do with a quarterback class that pick your guy. I mean, there isn't a consensus. I mean, people will say Cam Ward, but honestly, I think the Titans just decided that Cam Ward was the best of the three. But, you know, it was the right time for him to come out, and he's had a great process. And I don't think he falls further than the Steelers at 21.
Yeah, it really sounds like it's dealer's choice for Shadur and Jackson Dart. There's I don't think that gap is as big as people think from what it sounds like, but those two are very, very close in a lot of teams' eyes. And it, like you say, Cam Ward has clearly become the guy, and it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be the first pick. But I really do think, and for some reason, Tyler Shuck is now coming up in conversations as a first rounder.
That just tells you about the draft class itself, in my opinion.
That's a bizarre one, but you know, teams fall for certain guys and attributes and things, and I really think, like, when it comes down to Shador and Jackson, it's just going to be which one fits your team better. And I know the Saints thing, that sounds like a very real possibility at 9. But going back to him not going to the draft, there is a gentleman there who I don't think is going to be taken the first day. He was the quarterback at Alabama. I would be very surprised if he's taken on the first day. So it's like, I don't necessarily think that, like, you know, he's going to change his mind because he suddenly realizes he's not a first round pick. I don't think he was ever a first round pick. So I think with Jackson, it's probably just, man, maybe you actually just want to be with his friends and family and just enjoy this process. I imagine it's probably been the last 4 months have probably just been absolutely insane. Like, to be home and just, like, with family is probably going to be really nice, because then it's not an event. It's not everybody looking at you, all this stuff. If he starts to fall, the camera zooms in. I think it's probably there's probably a nice little mental vacation he can take, because he's not going to have many vacations for long. He's going to be a very busy man very soon. So I imagine it'll be nice to just be with friends and family.
What do you think of Jackson Dart, NFL quarterback? Give me a fair assessment of someone who, like me, has covered him his entire Ole Miss career, that saw the ups, the downs, the Florida game, but also the Duke game where he had some next-level throws that, quite honestly, in a lot of ways, sent him on this rocket ship in the pre-draft process, right? So, like, what do you think of him and what he could be, and do you believe in him as a franchise quarterback?
I think that, like, if we're going with, like, and a comparisons row is a little iffy, but I really see, like, a slightly stronger-armed Alex Smith, that type of player, a guy who's going to make good decisions, is a really good athlete, because Alex Smith was a great runner coming out of Utah. He was a really good athlete. He was extremely efficient, and I know his days with the 49ers didn't start out great, but once he got some good coaching, he became a really, really solid NFL quarterback that, you know, almost got that team to the Super Bowl and had a very, very nice career. So I think I sort of see him, you know, is he going to be like the Josh Allen airing it out all over? That's just not his arm. He's got a really good arm, don't get me wrong. But I see more of the like an Alex Smith type player, and that's not a bad thing by any stretch. There, you can do a lot worse than Alex Smith as your franchise quarterback. But I do see a better arm than Alex Smith had. Alex Smith had a pretty, it was a fine arm, but Jackson's over these last, really like the last year or two, I've gained a lot of respect for his arm talent. He can do some pretty amazing things. Probably the most obvious one, that throw against Duke, the Zach Wilson throw, rolling to your left and throwing it 50 right into Jordan Watkins' hands, but during a live game. I think he can be a really, really, you know, I think in the right situation, and again, the Saints, like, I think that Kellen Moore system fits him really, really well. Mm-hmm. I think he can be a really, really, really good NFL quarterback.
Is there one Ole Miss Rebel that you feel most confident about their traits and what they are as a player translating quickest and most seamlessly? Because for me, I think that's Trey Amos. I think he's going to step in wherever he goes and be good and be in the league for 10 years. I think he's just got that kind of floor. His floor is so high that he's not a can't miss, because none of them are can't miss, but of all the Ole Miss guys, I feel the most confident about him at the next level.
I would say him or Walter, just because I think, like, you can plug in a defensive lineman who wreaks havoc, and he might not understand it all right away, because I know the defenses are really complicated in the NFL, and, you know, there's always a learning curve for rookies, but I think he's a guy you're going to be able to plug in, and he's going to be able to do something. I also think of one who is going to, like, kind of low-key hang around the NFL for a really long time is Jared Ivey, just because of, they don't build guys that with those dimensions very often. He's a big, strong guy. He's really smart. I mean, we've spoken with him numerous times. He's going to understand the playbook. And I just think he's just one of those rock solid guys. Is he ever going to be like a 15 sack guy? Maybe not. But I feel like he's just going to hang around the league for a really long time as a really good player, just because of he's just really solid in all facets of what you want from a modern end type player.
It's like you just said this, so I could bring up that the Ivy League was powered by Riverland Roofing, which powers Talk of Champions. And we miss the Ivy League. We root for our man, Jared Ivy. The versatility, I think, is huge for him. Riverland Roofing started the Ivy League. Give them your business. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Give me a Rebel before we jump to some spring football stuff. Give me a Rebel in the NFL draft that's not going to get drafted in the top one, two rounds, three rounds, whatever, but – like Laquon Treadwell was a first rounder. This isn't really a good comparison, but he's stuck in the league. He's the last of four first round wide receivers from 2016 still left in the league. The only one left in the league. He hasn't done much, but a guy that is good enough to stick on a roster, get a run, you know, that kind of player to where, yeah, you might not be the superstar, but you're about to have a tenured, you know, accomplished career that many would covet, right? Who's that guy for you? I think Trey Washington's a candidate for that a little bit. Reminds me of AJ Finley in that way. You know, Dean Leonard is a similar guy, drafted in the seventh round, still on a roster with the LA Chargers. There's always guys like that, and it's easy to pick, like, oh, of course, we think that Trey Amos and Jared Ivey and Walter Nolan are going to be good. Even J.J. Pegues, who's probably a second, third rounder. Same with Trey Harris as a second rounder. I think Trey's going to be a great pro. But if you're asking me to pick, as Ole Miss tries to set the record with double-digit selections for the first time ever, one I think that could sneak in that tested incredibly well at Ole Miss Pro Day for me was Trey Washington. Ran a crazy 40, looks like $1 million, four-year starter at Ole Miss and produced. He seems like an obvious pick.
Yeah, I would have said him. And I the other one that is kind of sticking out for me is Caden Prescorn. Mm. I just feel like if he gets a shot, he's really good. He's always been really good. And, you know, I know a lot of people on message boards will say he wasn't used enough. I know that was always a conversation. Someone's not going to get the ball, right? But I just think his traits, a tight end who can split out wide, he can be a slot player, also one who can block. I just think, like, those types of tight ends aren't super common. These days, you can usually you have guys who can do one thing or the other. Like, you know, Tyler Warren, he's a great player, but I think of him as more of a receiver. I saw what he did to USC. He had 200 yards and 17 catches against my Trojans. I've never seen a tight end do that before. But I feel like a guy like Prescorn is just, you know, is he ever going to be a tight end one? I don't know, but I feel like he's going to be able to stick around. Because he's just good at all of the little things. And I think you can probably put him on special teams too. And also he's a mature guy. You know, his story is well chronicled in terms of all the things that he's been through in his college career. He's a guy I think could stick around for a while. And, you know, I know he wasn't invited to the combine. I was a little bit surprised by that. I think he's a guy who has a chance.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at StatusJet. That's right. StatusJet.com is where you head to get the lowdown on all your options, whether it be big jets, small jets, helicopters. They can help you plan whatever you need to do on your trip, whether it be a work trip, family trip. They can do all that for you. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round-trip flight. So see if this is the right move for you for your summer vacations. That time is quickly approaching. So make sure you head to statusjet.com today, reach out to them, and they'll hook you up with the trip of a lifetime. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit and those of you who got the travel bug as well.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at College Corner. Of course, College Corner is the spot for all Ole Miss fans to find the best of the best when it comes to the Ole Miss swag. They've got locations in Flowood, Ridgeland, and the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there, check out their store. And if you do shop online, make sure you click the link in our episode description so that we get a little credit for helping you out by getting you the right swag, whether it be baseball series, whether it be summer family events, or just getting ready for the fall. They've got the full lineup of all the Ole Miss gear that you want to see, and it all comes to you from our friends at College Corner. So check them out today. And again, hit that link in our bio and support them and check out the best gear that any Rebel fan would like to have at College Corner.
From emails to reports and project proposals, it's hard to meet the demands of today's competing priorities without some help. Grammarly is the essential AI communication assistant that boosts your productivity at work so you can get more of what you need done faster. Just a few clicks can tailor your tone and writing so you come across exactly as you intend. Get time back to focus on your high-impact work. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and covers up to 1,200 square feet. Hurry into the Menards Garden Center to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. My favorite draft guy is Dane Brugler at The Athletic. I've known him for a while. He just comes out with the Beast every year, which is just the best draft guide if you're one of those draft nuts like me. And he was ranking, going position by position on offense, ranking or the players that he like his favorite non-combine invitee players for the draft that he thinks could be good in the NFL. And of course, his tight end was Caden Priestcorn. And he fits a lot of, if you look around, Dalton Schultz was a late round pick for the Cowboys. And Dalton Schultz is a lot like Caden's bigger, but not going to outrun folks so much as use his body and great inline blocking, but make a real career of it. There's a number of guys like that. If you look across the NFL, of course, I'm limited to Cowboys because that's who I watch all the time. But like Shoemaker for the backup tight end for Ole Miss, for the Cowboys reminds me a lot of this. There's an archetype for constantly rostered tight ends. Yep. Not necessarily guys that are going to be the starter. They can be. Dalton Schultz has done it, and he's done it in a very capable way. But like Kenny Yeboah. Kenny Yeboah was undrafted out of Ole Miss, stuck with the Jets. Now with the Lions, I think Caden Priestcorn's a great pick for that. And if there's one guy I think's being undervalued in this draft class for Ole Miss, it's specifically it's Trey Harris, only because, I mean, if you'd have told me before the year, pick your favorite NFL Rebels coming up through this team, oh, it'd be number one, Walter Nolan, number two, Princely or so. Trey Harris would have been in your top five, if not your top three. Injuries are always a concern for him, but it would be fascinating if the Saints, who have number nine pick Jackson, turn around early on in the second, take a Princely or Trey, or what even Trey Amos, or even a Trey Harris. There's a lot that could potentially happen. I just need one Ole Miss Rebel to join Jonathan Mingo and Sam Williams on your Dallas Cowboys, and preferably that player will be Trey Amos or Walter Nolan. Both of them talking with the Cowboys in pre-draft visits. So good for your boy, Ben. Walter Nolan took a top 30 with them. So, hey, if he's there at 12, forget, you know, Ted over there at Arizona, wide receiver, forget Marcus Golden. Give me my guy, Walter Nolan, to disrupt things because Mozzie Smith hasn't been what you wanted him to be. But, again, a big week for Ole Miss football in the NFL draft. The last 2 months have been busy as far as spring football practices. They came to a close on Saturday with a closed scrimmage both to media and to fans. We have talked, you and I, Michael Katz of the Daily Journal. Check out his stuff. What's your Twitter handle, Michael?
At Michael L. Katz.
At Michael L. Katz. Read his stuff at Daily Journal, dailyjournal.com, all that, djournal.com. We've talked about this stuff a lot, but give me now that spring is the dust is settled. What do you think, or what do you believe to be true about this Ole Miss team today that maybe wasn't necessarily true, right, going in? What did you learn that now you believe Ole Miss has in its arsenal that maybe wasn't sticking out to you to start?
I think that when the spring started, my first question was going to be, how do you replace all those defensive linemen and all the things that those guys did? And I think in just hearing how coaches have been talking, Lane has been talking about them and talking to them, I think that room is still really good. I know it's young. And no, it's you're not going to expect them to all be like Walter Nolan and Princely and guys right. like that right now. But I think that room is in a really good spot. Like the drop off, I don't think is going to be as drastic as people think, because I think that room is really, really talented. So I think that was one of my biggest takeaways. The other one is that wide receiver room is really, really good. I don't know who the number one guy is going to be. I feel like every day I could pick a different one. If it's Harrison Wallace or Deshaun's dribbling. Or any of those guys, but I think that room is really, really good. And I think I'm a believer in Austin Simmons. He looks the way he throws a football is just different. It looks different. I know it's because he's a lefty, but there's something beautiful about a lefty spinning it. It just is perfect. The way he throws.
Wallace, yes, he's got a cannon. I agree with those who think that this could be the best quarterback that Lane Kiffin has had at Ole Miss to this point. Now, that's a tall order. You got to play better than Matt Corral. You got to play better than Jackson Dart. But he had a really good spring. But Harrison Wallace, the transfer wide receiver from Penn State, he jumped off. Every time we got to see him, which wasn't a lot, but more than everybody else. And every time we were out there for that limited amount of time, I'm telling you, the kid just jumps off the field at you. And I think where Ole Miss, Juice Wells was up and down as Ole Miss's, you know, quote, number two, Caden Lee emerged as that. I think Caden Lee's going to be a stud in the slot, but I think Harrison Wallace can open up a side of the field, the Ole Miss at the Y that it just didn't have enough of last year, and maybe make that offense not as stagnant, you know? So that's a good point. Is that those wide receivers, they overhauled their entire room too, right? I mean, just like the defensive line lost everybody, the wide receivers lost everybody but Caden Lee, and they didn't miss a beat this spring, which was very encouraging. And also about that defensive line, Ole Miss is one of the final six for Boise State defensive lineman Braxton Feely. He's also considering Cal, Georgia Tech, Miami, TCU, and Texas A&M. He had 5.5 sacks last season. Ole Miss has already added Ricky Fletcher, the cornerback from South Alabama. Also, the quarterback Trinidad Chambliss from D2 Ferris State, Clemson cornerback Tavoy Fagan, and running back Damian Taylor, who could be their starter at running back, which I wanted to get to now. Since Ole Miss added him, 1,000-yard rusher for Troy last year was Damian Taylor. Ole Miss, that was the point of the position of contention last year. Wasn't just my fault either, Cass, but, you know, it was the position of contention last year, and they had already done a lot. I mean, Logan Diggs is healthy, the LSU transfer. Kewon Lacy, they absolutely loved him coming out of high school, brought him over from Missouri. Shekhi Mills Knight arrives in the fall, but did Ole Miss just sign its starter?
You know, I'm a little gun shy because of the Rashad Amos thing last year. When he brought in 1,000-yard rusher, he was a mid-major guy who had run for a bunch of yards. I thought he was going to play a really big role last year, and I was like, I couldn't have been wronger. I'm a little gun shy to say that he's just going to step in and be the guy. I think he will probably play a bigger role than Rashad Amos did. Like he'll fly on the plane. But I think there's a chance. I think Lacey's going to have a lot of opportunities to get that job because, again, they wanted him out of high school. He's a talented kid. Doesn't have a lot of mileage on him because he didn't get a ton of carries last year. But I think there's a chance. I don't know if they have got their quote unquote starter, but I think they got a guy who's going to be productive for them. I don't think it's going to be a situation like last year where, you know, Amos. I mean, I didn't see him in half the games at all.
Micah Davis got the start at Florida.
Yeah,
they needed a running back and not Rashad Amos. So
yeah. So again, I'm a little. I'm not quick to pull the trigger on transfer running backs from mid majors right now. But the kid's good. I mean, he's going to have a chance.
He's a better player. Rashad Amos also had an injury history that yes. I think we didn't discount enough. But also, I want to say that Quinshon Judkins leaves. Ole Miss did the whole Nico thing, except with Quinshon, and it wasn't all publicly messy like Tennessee and Nico's was. But Quinshon leaves, and it was just a case of, well, we have Ulysses. He's the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. Henry Parrish is coming over, old friend. Well, you know, we got those two, and that's a great place to start. Not to mention, if you hit on any of these other guys that you've added, unfortunately, none of the other guys that you added brought you anything. So I understand the trepidation by Cats, by any person out there wondering what Taylor will do for Ole Miss next year. But I will say, if nothing else, the room is better balanced, yes. It's deeper, and it has more realistic options once you really dive into it. Because not only is Logan Diggs healthy, but he's done it before. You know,
he's probably healthy.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he's LSU's lead back year before last. He tore his ACL in their bowl game. Not to say that he's necessarily an every down back workhorse. That's not probably the case. But Shekai Mills-Knight could be. You know, he's depending on how quickly he can pick things up. Again, they love Kiwan Lacy. And if you made me and Katz pick out, I think he would say the same thing. Pick out offensive breakout players for Ole Miss in the spring. Kiwan Lacy's in contention for that. He was really good, and it didn't take him long to get more and more reps with the first team. The difference with Taylor is, one, he's doesn't have the health history, injury history as some of the other not-so-great options last year. Jordan Simmons is, by the way, already back in the portal from Akron. He spent a spring with Ole Miss. I watched him a couple times, and then he's – you know, Jordan Simmons, we hardly knew ye.
Yeah, what was your favorite memory?
I think it was the time I saw him go through the drills where they hit him with the pads, and I got a great shot of him running toward my camera with that 23 wearing it like Jordan or Ronnie Brown. Remember him for Auburn? Maybe this would be old Mrs. Ronnie Brown. Nope. He is out the door and replaced by who I think Ole Miss, you know, did a good job of improving upon him in the depth with that player. So I agree. Not necessarily the starter, but wouldn't surprise you at all if he started too. You know, like he's got some real juice to him. Defensively, we talked about the secondary and the need there. Is there one or two dudes, however, not Sonny P, not TJ Dottery, that's the second leading tackler and tied for the team lead in sacks last year with Princely with Sunterian. Give me not a William Eccles too, because you do this every time I talk to you about defensive players. Give me a player, whether it be newcomer or a returning guy, that really you're now paying attention to because of the work they got done in the spring.
I think because I've been looking at the secondary so much, I've just seen a lot of Sage Ryan. Just because, I mean, one, I've seen him play for like 15 years at LSU.
Yeah.
And obviously now he's at Ole Miss. But he's a guy that I've had my eye on him a lot. And I know LSU fans feel a certain way about him. They weren't super upset that he left from what it sounds like. And, you know, but that's for whatever reason. That being said, I think he's going to be really, really solid for Ole Miss. Like, he's not going to be a liability. And I think that's really, really important. Like, he's not going to be the guy that screws up the coverage. He's not going to be a guy who gets lost and turned around and stuff like that. I think he's going to be a really important piece in that secondary. Is he going to be an All-American? I don't know. But just watching him, it's looked pretty seamless. And you would expect that from a guy who's played a lot of football. But I think he's got a chance to really stand out this year.
That's a really good pick because, yes, we're not saying that he's all league. He's a superstar. He's any of that. For a group, That is the biggest concern area that they're attacking the hardest in the spring. I was told that Pete Golding wants to add at least four defensive backs. They've already got two with Ricky Fletcher and Tavoy Fagan. Tavoy Fagan's more of a depth piece from sources I talked to. They said, yeah, he could start, but they need to fill out a two deep here at cornerback specifically. So he comes in, immediately steps in behind a Cedric Beavers or a TJ Banks as a number two corner. They didn't have that kind of depth. Chris Gray's being hurt was tough all spring for them. And here's the thing about the Chris Gray stuff.
I knew we were going to get there at some point.
This is a different world, okay? Chris Gray's, I'll just put it this way, called someone that morning and said, I'm transferring to a Big Ten school. And then then he goes and eat lunch. I don't know where he went. Maybe he went to Ajax. Maybe he went to Boorer. I don't know where he went. Comes back from lunch, and I guess he had a change of heart and said, oh, no, that's fake news. I'm staying. How do you cover this? How do you cover this? Because he was entering the portal. He was. And then he says, no, I wasn't. And people just want to – he's a good piece if he's healthy. If he's playing for Ole Miss, he's a great piece. He was injured all spring. That's why everyone was like, why is he in the portal? Because he entered. He said he was entering, then decided not to. It wasn't fake news. He's somebody that can help Ole Miss. He's got to get back on the field. But adding, like Sage Ryan, for a group across the board that just doesn't have a lot, competency, like consistent competency, cats, is a big deal. And he's provided that for them. He has started in one spot since day one. Now, first it was corner. They said he's not a corner. They put him in they put him in safety. Washington State transfer playing Jack. Jackson, Jalen Braxton was a freshman All-American at cornerback in 2023 for Arkansas. He's going to play safety at Ole Miss. And if he can get out of the training room, he was there all spring, he's paid to step in and start. That's what this free agency was for. They signed three starters, they hope, with those, but they're going to add some more. So, yeah, the secondary is a big thing. But one guy who I just think deserves some run because – I mean, when we were talking about replacing Chris Poupaul, we were saying Andrew Jones, transfer from Grambling. We were saying Jaden Yates, saying Taj Campbell, all transfers, all had good enough springs. But Tyler Banks, the returner, has just stepped into Chris Poupaul's spot and been, like I said, overwhelmingly competent. And for a group that's just trying to figure out what you got right now, overwhelming competency is a big feather in your cap.
Absolutely. No, that's a good one, too. I wasn't sure how much I was going to see of him. Just because, but he's, I mean, and obviously it's spring and, you know, things can change. But from what we saw, he's a legitimate part of it. Like, he's a legit piece. Like, they are going to depend on him. And I don't think I thought that was going to be the case.
And it used to be this way. It used to be a guy would wait around, wait his turn, play special teams, and then step in and have a breakout, go to the NFL. Who's to say that's not Tyler Banks? It would be a really fun old school. And when I say old school, I'm talking about like 10 years ago. it's like I'm throwing it back to the old days when kids would just come in, sign, develop, and play. He's a big piece. Another one for me, big piece, not on defense but offense, Bryson Sanders. There's a lot of guys like that. When Katz and I did the Linchpin Rebels here on Talk of Champions, you can go check it out on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, search Talk of Champions. We did a Linchpin Rebels in – one of those for me was Bryson Sanders. I'm not so convinced because TJ Dottery was another one that just couldn't stay healthy all spring. Love my guy TJ Dottery. He's going to start doing, hopefully, fingers crossed, a podcast for us. We're not getting ahead of ourselves anymore. I'm supposed to do something with him this week. We'll see. He was out all spring. The second leading tackle for him was out all spring with his own injury. So again, when the guys that you were counting on to be, well, yeah, you only have three returning stars on defense, but they're Sonny P, TJ Dottery. They were all banged up. They were all hurt. They never played. TJ Dottery didn't play. And so you needed to see some guys like Tyler Banks and Sage Ryan step up, and they've done that. And I would now contend that Tyler Banks is making his way into Linchpin Rebels. Not to say that Jaden Yates and Tosh Chambers and those guys, they're going to be good, but they could also open up Ole Miss defensively for pass rushing with Jaden Yates, who was killer at Marshall and other stuff like that. You're the man, Michael Katz. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll do it again.
Appreciate you, bud.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.